Everybody settled. Good afternoon, and we're here today to announce a new program that I think will take an important step in protecting Georgia's children from those online predators that you just described to us. A startling fact, last year 1 in 7 young people received an unwanted sexual solicitation over the internet. One child in 25 has also received an aggressive sexual solicitation. That means that they've been offered gifts or been asked to meet face-to-face with a predator. I don't know about you, but these numbers are startling to me. Think about it. 1 in 25 children, that's one child in every classroom across Georgia, or at least until we lower class sizes. Stalking children over the internet is the modern-day version of the pedophile luring a child into his car using candy and ice cream. Today, I am announcing our new child safety initiative, and we're calling it CSI Georgia. This initiative will triple GBI's undercover special agent force. These are the people dedicated to tracking down internet predators and adults who distribute and use child pornography. We're also enhancing the number of GBI forensic computer specialists who we saw earlier, who collect the technical evidence to prosecute computer crimes. Anyone who would prey on a child is a vile and disgusting human being. And today we're sending a message to sexual predators. You will not be able to lurk into the shadows of your computer monitor any longer. We will find you, arrest you, our courts will convict you, and our prisons will keep you from harming our children. As part of the new CSI Georgia program, the GBI's undercover agents and computer experts will proactively work undercover to apprehend online child predators. They will conduct in-depth investigations to search IP addresses that are downloading or uploading child pornography. They will train our local law enforcement officials to understand and to enforce the laws that protect children on the internet. They will respond to out-of-state tips and spend more time following these leads, and they will ensure a quick turnaround for the large volume of computer evidence that will be collected against these predators. Last but not least, they will help to educate Georgia families and Georgia teachers about safe internet usage, because education is that first line of defense against sexual predators. When parents and teachers have the right knowledge, they can help keep their children away from dangerous situations before they develop. If a situation does arise, citizens can report child sexual exploitation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at cybertipline.com or by calling 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-THE-LOST. In addition, citizens can contact their local law enforcement authorities or 911. Our CSI Georgia program builds on the strong laws that we've already passed to crack down on sexual predators. Just last year, we passed House Bill 1059. This bill strengthened sex offender registry requirements and eliminated first offender status for sex offenders. In 2005, I included a provision in the SLAM Spam Act that gives our prosecutors investigative subpoena powers for felony cases where computers are involved, like those involving stalking, identity theft, and child pornography cases. I am proud of the strong laws that we've passed to crack down on internet child predators, and I'm proud of the tools that we've given our law enforcement officials to catch these predators. CSI Georgia is just another step in the fight against those who would prey on our children, and it's an important step in creating a reputation for Georgia, one that lets sexual predators know that we are watching them, we will catch them, and they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I'm looking forward to the upcoming demonstration. We will have the opportunity to get a first-hand view of how our law enforcement officials can put these tools to use. And now, I'd like to turn over things to a man that I believe is just as dedicated, just as committed to getting these vile people off the streets as I am. That's our GBI Director, Vernon Keenan. Vernon?
Thank you, Governor. Governor, the GBI is grateful for your support in this critical area. the investigation of crimes against children is the top priority of the GBI. As we all know, the internet is a valuable source of information, but there's a dark side. It has become a popular tool for pedophiles to prey on innocent children. Using the internet to entice children, possessing child pornography, distributing child pornography, these are all felony crimes in Georgia. To investigate these crimes requires specially trained agents and forensic computer specialists. Currently, the GBI has a 5-month backlog in the analysis of seized computers. The additional staff in your Child Internet Safety Initiative will greatly assist the GBI in eliminating this backlog. Each month, the GBI receives 40 to 50 new cases from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The new agents in your initiative will enhance the GBI's capability to conduct both proactive and reactive investigations. On behalf of the GBI, I want to thank you for allowing us to brief you on our investigative efforts. And Governor, with your permission, I will ask Special Agent Steve Blackwell to demonstrate how the GBI and our local task force partners in Georgia investigate internet crimes against children. Agent Blackwell is a 21-year veteran of the GBI who still carries shrapnel in his body from the explosion of the Olympic Park bomb in 1996. Agent Blackwell's specialty is posing as a 14-year-old girl on the internet, and he'll begin his demonstration with a warning to those in attendance. Steve?